Today is December 15th. The bipartisan group that created the $908 billion framework had a news conference today and discussed basically what they've been up to for the past few weeks and where they are. At this moment, they have decided to split the COVID-19 package into two separate bills. You have the main relief bill valued at $748 billion, and the second bill is the one that contains state and local aid assistance and the liability protections. Together, that second bill is valued at $160 billion. They've already crafted the main relief bill and it's floor ready, so it can be voted on right now, honestly. The second bill will pass if both parts are agreed upon. So what are the sticking points of the second bill? Right now, Democrats feel that the liability protections are going beyond the COVID-19 situation. So they want to limit liability to COVID-19 specific cases. Republicans feel that there's too much need variability between the states when it comes to state and local aid. So by that, they mean that some states have told them that they need aid, whereas other states have said that they don't need any additional aid. Republicans also feel that some states may use the funds to try to fill holes in their pension programs. They also spoke on how some states were just more responsible with money management and how it's just not fair for them that other states may get to use that money to get themselves out of trouble that they created for themselves. I need to note that Durbin, Collins, and Manchin are just some of the Senate Republicans who said that they do support state and local aid. So theoretically, their support should be enough to get both of those bills out of the Senate. Now, that's if they're actually brought to the floor. We'll see how that goes. So what's in the main package? In that 1 hour conference, they didn't get into too many details about the package, but here's just some of the main points that they brought up. They have an unemployment program that has been extended for 16 weeks at $300 a week. They have a $300 billion paycheck protection program for businesses. They've changed the requirements. So the fundamental requirement for this program is that the business must have suffered a 30% decline in revenues. I will note that there have been, at least they didn't talk about placing any limits around the Paycheck Protection Program. So there was no talk about putting caps on the size of the business with like revenue caps or employee caps. So like I stated before, the definition of a small business is highly variable depending on which industry you're in. So it might get to some of the right places this time or it might not. I'm honestly not 100% sure because of that small business definition. We may have another situation where Kanye is able to access the Paycheck Protection Program. Again, we don't know. However, I'm sure given the 30% decline in revenues that restaurants and entertainment venues should qualify for the program. The main bill also includes $82 billion for education funding. Most of that is going to go to K-12 schooling. There is also funding for broadband in the bill with plans to increase broadband connections in the country in the short and the long term. There are also provisions to deal with addictions and mental health. Back to the second bill. The second bill includes the state and local aid as well as the liability protections. They didn't talk a lot about the liability protections as far as what they wanted. However, they did have a very detailed breakdown of what these state packages would look like. So there's $160 billion in total. $8 billion will go towards tribal governments. $91.2 billion will go to state governments. $60.8 billion will go to local governments. They've also put a formula in place for the distribution of the funds. One third will go to states based on their population, whereas two thirds will go based on the tax revenue that those states are going to lose. So far in the pandemic, all states have suffered some revenue losses and will continue to suffer revenue losses going into 2022. Now, some states are doing better than others. I did a little bit of digging, and here's just a list of some of the states with the worst declining tax revenue projections. You have Alaska with a 14% decline, California with a 21% decline, Hawaii with a 19% decline, Massachusetts 31%, Nevada 26%, New Jersey 16%, New York 17%, Oklahoma 16%, Texas 15%, and Wyoming 19%. Again, all states will have suffered some kind of loss. These are just 10 states that have the most significant revenue losses, and there are 24 states that have had moderate losses, and the rest have had low-level losses. Going back to the bill, each state gets a minimum of $500 million. Governors will be responsible for choosing how to distribute funds to localities. They have to distribute 40% of the funds to local governments, and they have to do it based off of the same formula that Congress used when distributing it to states. So they can distribute to local governments based off population. Governors can distribute funds based on tax revenue loss. Governors can distribute funds based on some combination of those two. The main issue here is that when they distribute the funds, they have to use the same metric for every local government. So that means that they cannot change how they allocate funds on the whim. One of the examples brought up was that you can't decide that this city gets funding based on its needs-based funding, whereas this city over here will only get it based off of their population. So they have to pick a metric and have to apply that metric evenly to every local government in the state. The final thing for the state aid package is that states cannot use the funds to shore up their pensions. McConnell did have a press conference today with a few Senate Republicans to discuss the issue. Based off of that press conference, it looks as though the main relief package will be passed. His primary issue was get rid of all the things that they don't agree on, so direct stimulus payments, state and local aid, and the liability protections. Take all of that out and leave in everything that they can agree on. And considering that the main package doesn't have any of those things, theoretically it should get passed. The second package might be an issue, but again, we did have three Republicans state that they do support state and local aid. So assuming that they don't have a change of heart, that second aid package should also get passed. That's it for the stimulus talk update.